The Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram. For the complete Trial Files news and trial reports, head to racing.com.
The Eagle has landed once again. He's got all the weekend winners and the black bookers to follow. How are you, Glenn?
Yeah, terrific, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Gee, these good horses are coming back thick and fast, and you're the man to help decipher who's ready to win first up and who we should be following. Where do we start? Let's go to Casterton for the jump outs, and maybe we've got a bit of a value play at the Valley on Saturday. You found one here, team captain.
Yeah, certainly. It hasn't been missed in the market either, Michael. Impressive return from team captain off a long break. He's a good stayer in the Matt Camoni stable, and they bowled along early in this heat. He took a sit behind the leading pair there, and when pulled out to pick up in the straight, he really let down nicely and won that heat running away. So his action looks superb and typical of the Camoni stable. They can have one trial and go to the races and run really well first up. And good to see him accepted there on Saturday.
I think you might have taken some of that early odds the way you're talking there. What about Earlswood? Matty Raymond's team's going really well.
Yeah, outstanding jump out from the former European. We've only seen him on the one occasion in Australia. He won the Group 3 Carline Cup. He travelled beautifully on a tight run in midfield the entirety of the heat there. He was not allowed to improve at any stage. He went to the line in fifth position. It was a very cold ride, so he appears to have come back in great style, and we look forward to following his progress.
Yeah, they've got some pretty lofty ambitions for Earlswood, so good to see he's progressing well. Heading over to Pakenham and Savannah Cloud. Anytime we go to the Pakenham jump outs, Philip Stokes usually has one to follow.
Yeah, he's always prominent. Savannah Cloud was a real standout here. Usually reserves his best for when he's fresh, and that looks to be the case again this campaign. It was his first jump out off a 20-week break, and he held a strong rhythm from start to finish there over the short course on the Poly. In second, there was a really impressive chase from the second horse, Rebel's Choice, for the Peter Moody stable. She's a four-year-old mare who was given a reminder early in the straight, and I love the way she picked up there. She made a lot of ground up on that winner. I think both Savannah Cloud and Rebel's Choice can be followed early in their preparation.
And at Flemington, I'm keen to get your thoughts here. Fajita San, who has been a huge spruik since its dominant win last time we saw it. Early favourite for the Guineas, returns to the Valley on Saturday. How's it looking to your eyes?
Yeah, well, all eyes were on him. Obviously, he's a really exciting son of Maurice and the joint Caulfield Guineas favourite. He tried on soft ground in Sydney and he ran on from the back there. He ran fourth. In this heat, he was pushed along to pick up and probably didn't make much of an impression there. And I think generally the horses, the stable horses trial quiet. I was looking for something a little bit more forward from him. But interesting to see how he goes on Saturday, first up over 1,200 metres.
Should he be Guineas favourite in your mind? Is he that good?
No, I don't think so, Mike. I'm pretty keen to see how he comes back. I'm sure he'll like the wet ground there on Saturday, but he was looking a little bit dour for mine.
Okay, all right. Milford, another one from the Flemington jump outs.
Yeah, returning from a short spell, having gone out on the back of consecutive city wins, and with some of that residual fitness, he produced a jump out as good as anything he's done prior since arriving from New Zealand. And the Mike Maroney 5-year-old was given plenty of time to balance up here. He hit the line strongly in third, so I think we can expect a really forward showing from him first up.
All right, we can have a look at all of those trial file jump out form guides from yourself and the team at racing.com and here on RSN. What about some winners? You got anything you like today?
Yeah, a couple today. Chuka race 1, number 3, DRS, is a Lonro filly from the Liam Hanley stable. Comes out of a really strong trial, Michael, at Cranbourne on a poly track. There's been two subsequent winners and one that we haven't seen yet that looks the best of them all. So this filly was really good in that heat. I think she can win first up. She handles the heavy. And race 3, number 12, Duvarch. The price has disappeared, obviously, since the second favourite's been scratched this morning, but looks a really smart Savaville filly who's ready to produce first up at 1,400 metres.
And a bit of value at the Valley?
Yeah, race 3, number 7, Rousseau's flying for Chris Waller there. Jamie Carr's booked. He loves the Valley. He's going around at a big price there. $16, and race 7, number 8, team captain, as we touched on earlier. There's half his quote. Should run well.
Good on you, Glenn.
Thanks, Michael.